சகனாவவது சகனௌனக்து சகவீரியம் கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி.
We have completed two sections in the first chapter, and we are entering into the third section. It is called Udgita Brahmanam. In this Udgita Brahmanam, Shankaracharya discussing பிராமாண்ய வாக்கியம். பிராமாண்ய வாக்கியம் மீன்ஸ் எவ்ரி ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் வேதா இஸ் வேலிட். எவ்ரி ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் வேதா இஸ் வேலிட். இட் இஸ் கால்ட் பிராமாண வாக்கியம் ஆர் பிராமாண்ய வாக்கியம். வாக்கியம் மீன்ஸ் சென்டென்ஸ். Pramanya means valid. In this discussion, Shankaracharya refuting Purva Mimamsaka. Shankaracharya refuting the Purva Mimamsaka's contention. What is the Purva Mimamsaka's contention? He quotes one sutra. Āmnāyasya kriyārthatvāt ānarthakyam atat arthānām. The meaning of this statement is Vedic statement is valid when that statement prescribes an action. கிரியாபோதக வாக்கியானி ஏவ பிரமாணானி. The statement must have a kriya, a verb, that which prescribes to perform an action. So, கிரியாபோதக வாக்கியானி ஏவ பிரமாணம் இதி பூர்வமீமாம்சகாஸ் கண்டென்ஷன். For this, Shankaracharya argues, Hey Purva Mimamsaka, according to you, Vidhivakyam is also Pramanam. Vidhivakyam means a vakyam that which prescribe an action. A vakyam that which prescribe an action, that is called Vidhi, Pannu. இது பண்ணு, டூ திஸ், தட் இஸ் கால்ட் விதி வாக்கியம். இட் இஸ் பிரமாணம் அக்கார்டிங் டு யூ. நாட் ஓன்லி தட் விதி வாக்கியம் இஸ் பிரமாணம் டு யூ அண்ட் யூ அக்செப்ட் நிஷேத வாக்கியம் ஆல்சோ. ப்ரொஹிபிட்டிவ் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ், நிஷேதா மீன்ஸ் தோஸ் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ் விச் ஆர் ப்ரொஹிபிட்டட். It is the statement telling or conveying, don't do this. Those vakyams which are don'ts, do's and don'ts. Vidhi vakya means do's vakyams. Nishedha vakya means don'ts vakyams. Don't do this. Himsam na kuryat. மாம்சம் ந பக்ஷயேத். டோன்ட் ஈட் மீட். அன்ருதம் ந வதேத். டோன்ட் ஸ்பீக் லைஸ். ஆல் தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் நிஷேத வாக்கியானி. தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் பிரமாணம் டு யூ. யூ அக்செப்ட். ஹூ இஸ் ஆஸ்கிங் ஹூம்? சங்கராச்சாரியா ஆஸ்கிங் த பூர்வமீமாம்சக. Then Puramimamaska, yes, I accept those Nishedha Vakyani. Then Shankaracharya further put a question. Tell me, what action is prescribed? What action is prescribed in this Nishedha Vakyam? Don't hurt others. Here there is no action involved. In fact, he is withdrawing from action. Nivritti Purvakam Nishedha Vakyam Nat Pravritti Purvakam. You can understand, Nishedha Vakyam is that which makes the person to withdraw from doing wrong actions, from doing prohibited actions. So he is withdrawing because of bhranti. Suppose he gets some pravritti to do that. Because of bhranti or superimposition, because of delusion, suppose he is trying to hurt others. Suppose, take an example, a person trying to hurt other person, raising his hand or stick. Immediately he remembers that statement, Nishedha Vakyam. Himsam na kuryat. That raised hand comes down. Now he is not going to hurt others. He has withdrawn from the action. But according to you, there must be a kriya. Nishedha Vakyam, there is no kriya. But you accept it as pramanam. That means there is no rule. The verb should be there. The action should be there. In every Vedic statement, there is no rule. This is what Shankaracharya presents. Up to here we saw in the last class. So we have to sum up the whole thing. Now consolidate everything, then we enter into mantra. Suppose you say, Shankaracharya goes further, elaboration. Suppose you say inaction. Inaction is also an action. Nivritti is also a type of action, suppose you say. Very subtle point. What is the difference between Vidhivakyam and Nishedhavakyam? If you say Nishedhavakyam is also like here, it is also a type of action. Withdrawing from that action, wrong action, is also an action, suppose you say. Suppose, okay. Suppose you argue, Puramimamsaka, if he argues, I am asking you, what is the difference between the Vidhivakyam and Nishedhavakyam? Both are one and the same. So therefore, you cannot say Nishedhavakyam is a type of action, you cannot say. If you say it is a type of action, it is also, it comes under what? Vidhivakyam. So, if Vidhivakyam is the same, why you have to talk about Nishedhavakyam separately? So, therefore, you cannot say Nishedhavakyam is Vidhivakyam, you cannot say. So, Vidhivakyam is Vidhivakyam, Nishedhavakyam is Nishedhavakyam. Withdrawing from an action, you cannot say, call it as an action. This is clear. Now, if at all you want a criteria to be a pramanam, I will tell you what is that criterion to be a pramanam. That we saw in the last class. See, karya bodhaka vakyam is vidhivakyam. These are all technical terms we have to learn. Karya bodhaka vakyam is vidhivakyam. Where this, it should be done. It's called karya bodhakam. It is teaching to a person to do a karyam, a job, a work, action. Karya bodhaka vakyam, vidhi vakyam. నిషేధ వాక్యం ఈజ్ అకార్యబోధక వాక్యం. అకార్యబోధక వాక్యం. దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ సినోనిమ్స్, పర్యాయ పదంస్. వెన్ ఎవర్ వి యూస్, యూ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ రెడీ, యు నో, టు అండర్స్టాండ్, టు అలైన్ విత్ ద సెంటెన్స్. అకార్యబోధక వాక్యం నిషేధ వాక్యం, కార్యబోధక వాక్యం విధి వాక్యం. నౌ పూర్వమీమాంసక హ్యాస్ టు యాక్సెప్ట్ నిషేధ వాక్యం ఇస్ ఆల్సో వ్యాలిడ్, విధి వాక్యం ఇస్ ఆల్సో వ్యాలిడ్, ఈవెన్ దో దెర్ ఇస్ నో క్రియ. అప్ టు హియర్ యు హ్యావ్ కమ్ అలాంగ్ విత్ మీ. నౌ ద వ్యాలిడ్ స్టేట్మెంట్ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ టూ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్. వి సా దోస్ ప్రిన్సిపల్. వాట్ ఆర్ దోస్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ టు బి యాజ్ ఎ ప్రమాణం? వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్. అగైన్ ఐ విల్ రిమైండ్ యూ, వాట్ ఆర్ ద టూ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ టు బి దేర్ ఇన్ ఏ వేదిక్ స్టేట్మెంట్ టు బి యాజ్ ఎ ప్రమాణం? వాట్ ఆర్ ద టూ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ టు బి దేర్ ఇన్ ద వేదిక్ స్టేట్మెంట్ టు బి వ్యాలిడ్? ఫస్ట్ వన్ ఈస్ విచ్ ఈస్ ఆల్రెడీ నోన్, Veda should not repeat. కొంచెం కొంచెం జ్ఞాపకం వరది స్వామిని ఇప్పవే. విచ్ ఈస్ ఆల్రెడీ నోన్, Veda should not repeat. This is the condition number one. Number two, condition number two is, which is already known should not be contradicted. Which is already known should not be contradicted. In Sanskrit, what was the statement I gave in the last class? Samvada visamvada visamvadabhyam vilakshanaha pramanam. Samvada visamvada visamvadabhyam vilakshanaha. Separate from this, either not repeated or contradicted. For example, ellathu example sollanum illena namak inda statements koncham mind boggling. Statement is what? Fire is cold. That is contradicting my experience. See, fire is hot and chunna is already known. It is repetition. Veda need not come and say fire is hot. It is samvadatik example. Veda need not give a statement agnihi ushnaha. Agni ushnamana, fire is hot nadi, Veda need not come and say. Which is already known, Veda is repeating, it is a dosha. So Veda never say that. And Veda should not contradict my experience, that is, fire is hot, fire is cold, and Veda should not say. What is already known to me? Fire is hot. If Veda says fire is cold, it is contradicting my pratyaksha anubhavam. Therefore, that cannot be pramanam. Like that, any statement you take, which is already known should not be repeated, which is already known should not be contradicted. If that conditions, two conditions are fulfilled in any statement, that statement alone is pramanam. కొంచెం టెక్నికల్ ఇరుకం అనా ఇది తెలిందా నెక్స్ట్ నెక్స్ట్ స్టేట్మెంట్స్కి మహావాక్యం యూ కెన్ అప్లై. సో వేద స్టేట్మెంట్స్ టు బి వ్యాలిడ్, ఇట్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి రిపీటెడ్ విచ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్రెడీ నోన్, ఇట్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి కాంట్రడిక్టెడ్ విచ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్రెడీ నోన్. నౌ వాట్ వేద టాకింగ్ ఈజ్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఆల్ వేదిక్ స్టేట్మెంట్స్, వాట్ వేద ఈజ్ టాకింగ్ which is not known to us. Veda is repeating which is already not known to us. And Veda is sometimes contradicting as it were, which is already not known. Therefore, there is no problem. Vedic statements are pramanam. If this particular conditions are fulfilled, these two conditions are fulfilled, all the Vedic statements are valid. If these particular two conditions are fulfilled, all the Vedic statements are valid. This is the first point. What is the second point to be noted here? All Veda Pramanam Vakyani are classified into four. That also we saw in the last class. I am totally winding up the whole topic. Four Vakyani are there. Four Vakyams means Vedic statements are classified into four types. Vedic statements are classified into four types or four varieties. Any statement you take from Veda, any statement if you take from Veda, it has to come under any one of these four. Any one of these four, it has to come. What are those four statements of Veda, Pramana Vakyani? First is Vidhi Vakyam. Vidhi Vakyani, the statements which are prescribed, Vedic injunctions. Vedic injunctions, Vidhi Vakyani is one type of Vakyam in Veda. Number two is Nishedha Vakyam, prohibitive statements is one type of Vakyam which occurs in Veda. Third is Vedanta Vakyani. Or in the previous class, if I said Bhutartha Vada Vakyam, okay, you can write that same. Bhutartha Vakyam or Artha Vada Vakyani, third one we take. Third one, Bhutarthavada Vakyani, or we can call it as Arthavada Vakyani. This is the third variety of Vedic statement. Fourth variety of Vedic statement is Vedanta Vakyani. Vedanta Vakyani is the fourth type of Vedic statement. Now, from Rigveda to Atharvana Veda, thousands of mantras are there, statements are there. Any statement you take, it has to come among these four, any one it has to come. It cannot go beyond these four. Okay? Now, all these four Vakyams fulfill these two conditions. All these four Vakyams, what are they four? Vidhi Vakyam, Nishedha Vakyam, and Bhutartha Vakyam, Vedanta Vakyam. All these four, they fulfill those two conditions. They are all not already known, they are not repeated or contradicted. All these four. In the four, two conditions, they have to fulfill. Above said two particular conditions, these four classified statements have to fulfill. They fulfill also. Now we'll see some common features and uncommon features between these four statements. Let us see some common features and some uncommon features between these four Vakyams, statements. These four Veda Vakyani have got common feature also. That common feature is only one common feature. In all of these Vakyams, four of them, they are valid. Common feature is this. The four of them are Pramanyam. Valid. Four of them are Pramanyam. Why Shankaracharya says this statement? You know, because Vedanta Vakyam is apramanam, he says. Therefore, Vedanta Vakyam is also Pramanam, Shankaracharya establishes. All four classified statements, you know, divisions are valid. This is the one common feature in all of them. What are the uncommon features? They have uncommon features which are not the same in everything. First uncommon feature is Vidhivakyam is useful. Vidhivakyam is useful by itself, Swatantram. It is useful, utility is there, and it is Swatantram. It is need not depend upon anything, any other statement. And what is that phalam, utility, ne sukhapraptaye? Sukhapraptaye, it gives comfort. If you follow certain injunctions of Veda, it gives some sukham. Sukhapraptaye vidhivakyani, that is the utility. Number two, nishedha vakyam is also useful. Nishedha vakyam, prohibitive statements are useful because by what way they are useful? They are saving me, they are saving us from doing wrong actions. They are saving us from doing wrong actions, which wrong actions can cause pain to me later. They are saving us from doing the wrong action, which wrong action can cause pain to me later. Therefore, they are also useful. Dukkha nivrittaye nishedha vakyani. Mamsam na bhakshayet. Lot of problems will come to your liver. Therefore, dukkha nivrittaye nishedha vakyani. Therefore, they are also independently help the human beings. Independently, swatantram. Now, I take Vedanta Vakyam. Vedanta Vakyams are also useful independently, moksha praptaye. Vedanta Vakyams are also useful independently without expecting any other statement, without expecting any support. By itself, Svatantra Rupena Vedanta Vakyani Moksha Praptaye Prayojakani. After seeing all your Shraddha, Samskritam is coming out. Carefully you are writing notes, no? So Vedanta Vakyani Svatantrataya Prayojam Prayojanam Dadati. Tasmat Vedanta Vakyani Api Pramanyani Eva. Then this uncommon feature in here, next Bhutarthavada Vakyanlo, the uncommon feature. Exactly. Bhutarthavada Vakyani or Arthavada Vakyani are useful but not independently. They are not useful independently, even though they are useful, dependently they are useful. Any Arthavada Vakyam, any Arthavada Vakyam that which glorifies, even though it is valid, even though it is useful, but independently it cannot serve its prayojanam. That means it has to depend upon above the three vakyams, any one it has to depend. Bhutartha Vakyam has to depend either on Vidhivakyam. Bhutarthavada Vakyam, either it has to depend on Nishedha Vakyam. Bhutarthavada Vakyam, either it has to depend upon the Vedanta Vakyam. Independently, Bhutartha Vakyam cannot give prayojanam. This is the uncommon feature. difference between this Bhutartha Vakyam and other Vakyams. This is Paratantram. And the second uncommon feature is all Vidhi Vakyams are usefully prescribed. Useful by its prescription along with action. This is an uncommon feature. Vidhi Vakyams all are prescribed by an action, along with an action. All Nishedha Vakyams are useful by not prescribing an action. All Nishedha Vakyams are useful by not prescribing action. All Vedanta Vakyams are useful by not prescribing an action. And all Bhutartha Vakyams are also useful by not prescribing an action. Vidhi Vakyam alone is prescribed useful by prescribing action. Other than Vidhi Vakyam, all other three are prescribed without any action. I hope it is clear enough. Okay. Now, with this, the topic is over. What topic? Shastra Pramanyam Vakyam. That is over. Topic is over. Now, why Shankaracharya introduced this discussion in this third section? We have to see that. Shankaracharya brings this discussion in this section. The reason is prana is glorified here. Prana is glorified. Certain glories are to be seen while doing prana upasana. Certain glories are to be seen while doing prana upasana. These glorification statements, Arthavada Vakyani, are not come under Vidhi Vakyam. This glorification, Arthavada Vakyani, does not come under Nishedha Vakyam. They does not come under Vedanta Vakyam. They come under Bhutartha Vada Vakyani, Arthavada Vakyani. They are coming under what? Pramanyam. They are valid. Valid pramanam. Because it fulfills two conditions. Therefore, there is no repetition. Because prana, which Veda is talking about prana, glorification, which is already not known. Veda is repeating again and again about prana. It is not already known. How many of you know what is prana? Pranama, engirikkana. We do not know. Veda says it is not already known. And Veda is not contradicting also, because you cannot say it is contradicting. If you know about prana only, you can say it is contradicting. Since you do not know about prana, there is no question of contradiction. Therefore, there is no repetition. There is no contradiction. Therefore, this prana stuti, vakyani, pramanani, because they fulfill these two conditions, they are valid. Idella chulli Vedanta vakyam kuda pramanam nu chollanum. Appuram avaru adigada inda Bhutartha vakyam is pramanam, he says. Now we'll enter into mantra. All seven mantras we have to read together. and I'll give you the what is the story behind it. So word to word meaning not necessary, but is very very significant presentation done by the Upanishad. Here we have to see page number 28, third section, mantra number 1.
Dvayaha prajapatyaha. Devascha surascha. Tatah kaniyasaha. Eva devaha. Jayasa asuraha. Te eshu lokeshu. Aspardhamtah. Teha deva uchuhu. Hanta suranyajnaham. Udgithenam. Atyayameti.
Again, second mantra in the page number 37.
Teha vachamuchuhu. Tamna udgayeti. Tatheti. Tebhyo vagudagayate. Yo vachi bhogaham. Tam devebhyaha agayate. Yat kalyanam vadati. Tadatmane. Te viduhu. Anena vaina udgatram. Atyeshyantiti. Tamabhidrutya. Papmanavidhyan sayasa papma. Yadevedam apratirupam vadati. Sai eva sa papma. Atah pranamuchuhu. Tvamna udgayeti. Tatheti. Tebhyah prana udgayat. Prana udgayat. Yav prane bhogaham. Tam devebhyam agayat. Yat kalyanam jigrati. Tadatmane. Te viduhu. Anena vaina udgatram. Atyeshyanti tim. Tam abhidrutyam. Papmanavidhyan. Sayasa papma. Yadevedam apratirupam. Jigrati. Saiva sa papma. Atah chakshuruchuhu. Samna Udgayeti Tatheti Tebhyas Chakshur Udgayate Yas Chakshushi Bhogaha Tam Devebhyah Agayate Yat Kalyanam Pashyati Tad Atmane Te Viduhu Anena Vaina Udgatram Atkeshyanti Ti Tam Abhidrutyam Papmana vidhyan Sayasa papma Yadevedam apratirupam Pashyati sayeva sa papma Ataha shrotra muchuhu Swamna Udgayeti Tatheti Tebhya Shrotram Udgayate Shrotram Udagayate Yashrotre Bhogaha Tam Devebhya Agayate Yat Kalyanam Shrunoti Tad Atmane Te Viduhu Anena Vaina Udgatram Atyeshyanti Ti Tam Abhidrutyam Papmana vidhyan Sayasa papma Yade vedam apratirupam shrunoti Sayeva sa papma Ataha mana uchuhu Swamna Udgayeti Tatheti Tebhyo Mana Udagayate Yo Manasi Bhogaha Tam Devebhyah Agayate Yat Kalyanam Sankalpayati Tad Atmane Te Viduhu Anena Vaina Udgatram Atyeshyanti Ti Tam Abhidrutyam Papmana vidhyan Sayasa papma Yade vedam apratirupam Sankalpayati Sayeva sa papma Evamu khalveta devataha Papma Virupasrujanam Eva Menaham Papmana Vidhyanam Ataha Hema Masanyam Pranamuchuho Tvamna Udgayeti Tatheti Tebhya Esha Pranaha Udgayate Te Viduhu Anena Vaina Udgatram அத்யேஷ்யந்தீதி தமபித்ருத்ய பாப்மனா வித்யன் ச யதாஸ்மானம் ருத்வா லோஷ்டஹ வித்வம்சேத ஏவம் ஹைவ வித்வம்சமானாஹ விஸ்வம் சோ வினேஷுஹ ததோ தேவா அபவன் பராசுராஹ பவத்யாத்மனாம் பராஸ்ய த்விஷன் ப்ராத்ருவ்யஹ பவதி ய ஏவம் வேத. Long 3 weeks gap for mantra. So we have to see what is the essence of these mantras. Here, Upanishad is giving the Udgita Upasana. Therefore, it is called Udgita Brahmanam. A story part comes here. In which sense organs represent as devatas? Sense organs represent as devatas as well as asuras also. Asuras means demons. Devatas means, you know, as devatas. In this, these devatas who represent the sense organs of whom, that is said in the first mantra of this section, prajapatyaha means prajapati. These sense organs are representing as devatas, these sense organs which are belong to Hiranyagarbha or Prajapati. Prajapatyaha are Hiranyagarbhasya Karanani. Karana means Indriyam. Karanani. Story part is imagination. But that glory part and the benefit of this upasana is pramana. Okay, that is imagination. Story part is imagination. The glorification part, that is arthavada portion, and the benefit of this arthavada portion is pramanam, fact. The story part is not factual, it is imagination. But the benefit, utility part of this upasana, glorification part of this udgita or prana is factual or pramanam, valid. So Hiranyagarbha is also an ordinary jiva in his previous birth. Hiranyagarbha was also an ordinary jiva in his previous birth. But that jiva became a celestial being in this janma because of his punya karma. Normally, we see these devatas are all staying in higher lokas, separate lokas. Devatas are all staying, asuras, devatas are staying in separate lokas. But particularly in this mantra, devatas are compared to sense organs of Hiranyagarbha. In this mantra alone, generally we see devatas are devatas in their lokas. But here, one sense organ of Prajapati is seen as devatas. They're all subordinates of Hiranyagarbha. All these devatas are subordinate of Hiranyagarbha because they're all Karanani. And some commentators says they're all two children of Prajapati. Devas are one type of children. Asuras are one type of children, one group. Two groups of children he has got. One father, two types of children. Devatas, one type. Asuras, one type. So here, all these indriyams, eyes, nose, ears, mind, prana, all are come under indriyams, are called devatas, which are all subordinates to Hiranyagarbha. Even though they are brothers, Asuras and Devas, they are always fighting each other, quarreling each other. These Asuras are always afraid of these Devatas. They may dominate, so they want to suppress the Devatas. Devatas want to suppress Asuras. Devatas never allow Asuras to become dominant. Asuras never want these Devatas to be dominant. So therefore always tug of war, fight between both of them. All our Puranas about them only. Okay. All our Puranas stories are about these two only groups. Now, Devatas are those sense organs which are having Jnana Karma, Shastra Yukta Jnana Karma Van Devataha. Devatas means sense organs alone are when they are Jnana Shastra Jnana Karma Yuktaha, when they are doing the sense organs, performing those actions which are prescribed by the Shastra. According to Shastra Anugunam, according to Shastra, their actions, when they are doing, they are called Devatas. Shastra Jnana Karma Yuktaha Samskara Vantaha, they are all Samskara Vantaha, they are called Devatas. Asuras, you can understand, Shastra Jnana Karma Ayuktaha. They never do whatever Shastra says. Now you can see who are all Asuras, who are all Devatas. They never do whatever Shastra says. They have the knowledge always that which is against to Shastra. And they do all actions which are prohibited by Shastra. Hurting others, eating meat, drinking, always doing wrong things. Therefore, ayuktaha, Shastra, Jnana, Karma, ayuktaha, prakritaha, ityartha. Unrefined, anatha. Unrefined, whoever performing those actions which are prohibited by Shastra, they're all called unrefined people, immature people. They're called devils. Devils means asuraha, asushu ramante iti asuraha. They are always reveling in this bhoga, shariraka bhoga and their sense pleasures, indriya bhoga. Whereas these devatas always vote for Shastra prescription. As said in Shastra, they live. Therefore, these devatas, this Prajapati just gave an advice to them. All of you do upasana, udgita upasana. If you do udgita upasana, you will get lot of power, tejas, and you will get dominance, and you can rule whole world. Like that, they got advice. And what these devatas did from second mantra, one sense organ is starting doing upasana. Second mantra, vagindriyam, karma indriyani, jnana indriyani, prana, manaha, all are coming now. Vagindriyam, teha, vacha, muchuhu, na. All the other sense organs, this Shrotra Indriyam, Chakshur Indriyam, Rasana Indriyam, Grana Indriyam, Pranaha, Manaha, everything has approached this Vag Indriyam. Vag Indriyam is Karma Indriyam or Jnana Indriyam? Karma Indriyam. Karma Indriyam. Appa, na question kepe. Karma Indriyam. Tattva Bodha Tharova Irkana. என்ன சுவாமி, we are all PhD students. எதுக்கு தத்துவ போதன்னா இப்போதான். சோ வாக் இந்திரியம், ஆல் தி ஞான இந்திரியம்ஸ், அந்த கரணம், மனஹா, ஆல் அப்ரோச் திஸ் வாக் இந்திரியம் ஆஸ்கிங், ஓ வாக் தேவதா, யூ டூ தட் உத்கீத உபாசன. உத்கீத உபாசன, சாண்டிங் த ஓங்கார. Chanting Omkara means here, why it is called Udgita? Singing Omkara is called Udgita. Chanting Omkara is called Pranavaha. Singing Saman ante Samaganam. Sama Vedam lo Udgita. Omkara is called Udgita. In Rigveda, Yajurveda and all, Omkara is called Pranavaha. Here Udgitham Udgayati. Udganam means Gayati means what? Ganam. Ganam means Udgitha Ganam means what? Omkaram, you please sing for our sake. You must be the priest. All sense organs yajamana. So they are asking the Vag Indriyam to be as a priest on behalf of all of us, these devatas matter. Chakshur Devata, Shrotra Devata, Grana Devata, Rasana Devata, Tvag Devata, Mana Devata. All these Devatas are asking the Vag Indriya Devata, you please do Upasana or sing this Omkara Udgita on behalf of all of us. You must be the priest. Benefit all you must give to us. You also will get benefit and you must give the benefit to us. Just as our priest do some puja in our house. And the puja benefit comes to whom? Yajamana. So yajamana ki benefit undu. If he does properly, that benefit goes to priest also. Similarly, here Vak is the priest. Therefore, they are asking, Vak cham uchuhu tvam naha udgayeti. For our sake, you chant. Tatheti. Very well. I do chanting. I start singing for your sake. Tebhyaha Vag Udagayat. For their sake, Vag Devata started singing. When Vag Devata is singing, this message has reached to Asuras. Te Viduhu. They thought, Asuras thought, my God, this Vag Devata is started chanting this Omkara, Udgita. All these Devatas will become powerful and they will suppress us, they will destroy us. Let us go, all of us, attack this Vag Indriyam. Not allowing, doing this Omkara chanting. Udgita Ganam. It should not take place because devatas all will become powerful. Then what happened to this Vag Devata? And it started, instead of singing Udgita Jnanam, singing about some other thing. This is called evil. All wrong words are coming. No? Shouting at others, blaming others, criticizing others. ஏன்னா இந்த அசுராசு வந்து உட்கார்ந்துட்டான் வாக்குக்குள்ள. That Vagindriyam has lost its power to chant, and why they have entered, you know, the mantra says, very subtle point, important point, why this Vagindriya has given the place to Asurasana. In the Sama Ganam, Udgita Samam Pannum Bodhu, in the 12 mantras it has to chant, who Vagindriyam, 12 mantras it has to chant. What this Vagindriyam did, in the 12 mantras, 3 mantras benefit, common benefit should go to other devatas. 9 mantras benefit should come to me. This Vag Devata thought of. Maximum benefit, 9 mantras benefit should come to me, specific. And that means my Vag speech must be very, very pure and eloquent. My voice should be powerful because this is my power. Therefore, this whole 9 mantras power should come to me. 3 mantras power should go to other devatas. This is the abhimanam. In the weakness vandavudane, the asuras have got some entry. And asuras entered. The moment asuras entered, Vag Devata that lost its capacity, caliber, the power, the tejas, everything, it is not able to give power to other devatas. They are not able to get the benefit of that Samaganam, Udgita Ganam. Then what to do? Vagindriyam became weaker. That's why people till it is coming, from that parampara, whenever we are chanting also, Vishnu Sahasrama one side going and shouting at others. Therefore, we don't get the benefit. That puja phalam, mantra phalam won't come. If any wrong thought comes, benefit should come to my son should get job. Or my problem should be solved. Selfish motive whenever we do, that mantra phalam goes. That's why our walk also is weaker and weaker. All wrong words are coming. Why? Suddhamana vartha dhan varanu. Idhe vaakku dhan mantramu pandradhi, japamu pandradhi, asuddhamana vartayum pesradhi. Sometimes poyyum chollradhi. This walk has to speak only truth, good, auspicious. Why amangala vakyams are coming from the mouth? Because of this reason. Because of this abhimana, because of this selfishness. Similarly, what to do? They want to become powerful, they go to another sense organ. In the 3rd mantra, they go to here prana muchuhu anas grana indriyam. That is grana indriyam. Since this grana indriyam is in this face, okay, prana, mukhya prana is also here, it can be called as prana, this grana indriyam. All the devatas went to grana indriyam. O Ghrana Indriya Devata, may you chant this Udgita for all of our sake, so that we all will become powerful, so we can rule all the lokas. Then started Udgita Ganam. Again the same thing happened. This Ghrana Indriyam thought when chanting, let the 3 mantras benefits should go to other devatas. 9 mantras benefit should come to me. So my grana indriyam should be intact, powerful. First, adha atmane. Anakkaha and the benefit venum. And the mitchamana, the kamana benefit ellarku povatam. Selfishness vandavudane asuras vandachu. They will come and attack this shrota, grana indriyam. Appo and the udgita gana phalam, they are not able to get. Devatas are not able to become powerful. Like this, next mantra talks about another sense organ, Jnana Indriyam. So, Jnana Indriyam is also Jnana Indriyam. Eyes, Chakshuhu. Similarly, same thing. Even another ears also, same thing happens in ears case also. Same mind also, same like that. Sankalpayati. That we will see in the next class. ఫైనలీ దే గో టు ప్రాణ. వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపెన్ విల్ సి. పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. హరిః ఓం. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం.